From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. At one time, Detroit's black families had one of the highest home ownership rates in the nation. Now that rate is among the lowest. Every year in Detroit, thousands of people lose their homes to tax foreclosures. In many cases, it's unnecessary. The city is accused of illegally high taxes and denying tax exemptions homeowners deserve. Here's how that plays out in real life.
Jackson, go sit.
When I got to Daryl and Alyssa Beaver's house, I was greeted by Jackson, their small dog. They've been living in a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,600-square-foot home on Detroit's east side. There are a lot of nice houses in this neighborhood. The Beavers have been renting with the idea of eventually buying the home from their landlord, a friend of theirs. But Alyssa says a few months back, they didn't see or hear from the landlord for a while.
And so we went over to his house, and that's when he found out the landlord passed away. And then we found out it was like maybe 4 years worth of back taxes owed
on the house, and it wasn't being paid. So we got a foreclosure letter.
This is more than an inconvenience for the Beavers. It's more than just having to move. They've been working and spending their own money on this rental house.
We fixed the house up to move into it, to live in it. We painted everything. We fixed all everything in the house. The floors, we did everything. In the kitchen as well.
So you're invested in this house?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We put the furnace in. We put the hot water tank in. We did everything ourselves.
Everything.
The house was auctioned off for taxes. The Beavers save some money and work with the United Community Housing Coalition to put in a bid for the home. They didn't get it. It sold for $4,400. It's worth around $40,000. They'll soon meet with a new landlord to determine rent or make arrangements to purchase the house, presumably at market price, or learn when they have to be out. They've already received an eviction notice. The Housing Coalition will help them find a new place to live if it can. Ted Phillips is the executive director of the nonprofit advocacy group. The coalition helps thousands of people facing tax foreclosure in Detroit to stay in their homes.
Make sure if there are ways to get out of foreclosure, there are various kinds of payment plans and what have you. We work with them to do that. We try to make work with them so they're not throwing money away. And what I mean by that is if somebody owes $9,000 worth of taxes, they have no business paying $2,000 or $3,000 and losing the house anyway, you know. So we try to do common sense type stuff.
Phillips says the city has worked to reassess properties that were overvalued and overtaxed, but that job is not finished. Some people are paying a rate five times what they should. In many cases, the homeowner should not be paying taxes at all. Their income falls below the federal poverty guideline, and they should be getting an exemption.
Very often, the common scenario we see is that somebody comes in for tax foreclosure. They should have been getting it forever, for that matter. You know, they're 70 years old and their income hasn't changed in years, but they didn't know about it. So the first time they hear about it is when they're in foreclosure and about to lose their house.
Some homeowners are getting hit with both barrels. They're eligible for poverty exemption but not getting it, and they're charged taxes at an unreal rate. Walter Hicks says the assessment of his house on the west side is ridiculous.
Because what they had, the house worth this, I think $30,000 to $40,000. And when I got the house appraised, it was appraised for $9,000.
On top of that, Hicks has been eligible for the poverty exemption, but he was denied the exemption a couple of years ago. The city said he owned another house, and so he wasn't eligible for the exemption. It turns out it's someone else with the same first and last name. The clerk at the city hall told him nothing can be done about that. It's too late. Hicks explained his situation to the city. His story has been reported in the news media. Still, nothing.
Not a thing. You know, to rectify the problem, now I know they done heard me. You know, I know they know the issue. You know, all I want them to do is correct the error that they made.
Now, Walter Hicks is a plaintiff in a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and the NAACP. Michael Steinberg is with the ACLU.
The bottom line is people are losing their homes for inability to pay taxes that they should never have had to pay in the first place.
The lawsuit originally charged the Wayne County Treasurer's Office and the City of Detroit with violating the Fair Housing Act. That's because black people in the county face tax foreclosure at a much higher rate than white people. A judge dismissed the case against the county, but the city is still in court. The ACLU's Steinberg also says the city is breaking state law for failing to assess home values properly.
It's tragic. You know, the fact that the city is starting to come in line with state law helps people going forward, but it really doesn't help people who, and there's tens of thousands of them who have lost their homes over the past 5 years.
In emails responding to our questions, the Detroit mayor's office showed some progress on reassessments of property. They noted a dramatic drop in foreclosures this year, about half of what they were last year, and many people were put on payment plans. The city calls the ACLU lawsuit, quote, recklessly irresponsible, and says it would threaten basic city services to all Detroiters. The city's future is threatened regardless. Here's why. Without stable home ownership in a city, nothing is stable. Peter Hammer is a professor of law at Wayne State University.
One of the most important ways in which people acquire wealth, have that wealth increase, and transfer that wealth from one generation to the other is the house.
That happened for the white middle class. New Deal programs during the Great Depression helped white people get ahead, buy homes. It did not help black people. Many African Americans who did buy a home bought it in inner cities, where values have plummeted. Instead of increasing wealth, many black families lost wealth.
You look at the household, and then you look at the city, which is really the aggregation of all the households. And the same things that are preventing the individual household from aggregating wealth and being prosperous is also undermining the ability of the whole entire city to be aggregating wealth and being prosperous.
In an effort to keep the city of Detroit afloat, the city is already taxing at a higher rate than anywhere else in the state. Its residents are among the poorest in the state. If the city is ever to see prosperity, it has to find a tax rate its citizens can afford, or it will continue to force thousands of its residents out of their homes each year. For the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.